for miles, dressed up like scarecrows and bandits, carrying everything we own, walking in groups along the edges of the road to hell, sticking our noses up at the passing cars, turning down rides, shutting our eyes to keep the dust out. And while we might have forgotten everything else that happened in the moment between our birth and our death, no one ever, 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 ever forgets their name. And your name, your name is a two-syllable word meaning gift from God. Did you know that? Now, I wouldn't know God from Eve, frankly. I haven't met God myself. I don't know anyone that has, so I can't vouch for her gift-giving abilities. Maybe she put a lot of thought into you, or maybe you were something she picked up in the 24-hour petrol station at the last minute on the way to the party. Maybe she supplemented you with a couple of bottles of cheap white wine and accidentally, on purpose, left one of the bottles in the car. Or maybe she made you herself in her spare time, out of glitter and clay and leftover scraps of dying stars. Maybe she didn't name you at all. Your name just was an observation and a statement of fact. Here they are, a gift from God. Now, I don't know you, gift from God, but I don't need to know you to know that I trust you. And I think we would do well to stick together. Because, you know, down here, the winters kill 1 in 10, and the summers wipe out most of the rest, and bands of angels stalk the ridges at high noon, looking for the sick and dying to separate from the herd and digest. And I can distract the vultures while you sneak in behind them and raid their nest, and we can keep watch while the other sleeps and take turns schlepping the sins that we've yet to confess, and they will see us.